Praise the Lord for this morning. We have been dwelling since January on Matthew chapter 5, 6, and 7. And I believe that there's a lot of good teachings from this. But I hope this will not only remain in us as some good doctrines or teachings. But we hope that we also practice this in our daily life. Today we'll continue on chapter 7. So let's turn our Bible to Matthew chapter 7, verse 13 to 23.
让我们一起来翻到马太福音第七章，我们一起读十三到二十三节。
Oh, I'll read it first in English, then our sister will lead you in Chinese.
我先文，然后会众和姊妹一同读中文。
Enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. Beware of false prophets, which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. Ye shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes of thorns or fig of thistles? Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, for a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. Wherefore, by their fruits ye shall know them. Verse 21, Not every that said unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of God, but he that doeth the will of the Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name have we cast out devils? And in thy name done many wonderful works. And then I will profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that worketh iniquity.
马太福音第七章十三到二十三节，会众一起读十三节。你们要进窄门，因为引道灭亡，那门是宽的，路是大的，进去的人也多；引道永生，那门是窄的。 路是小的，找着的人也少。你们要防备假先知，他们到你们这里来，外面披着羊皮，里面却是残暴的狼。凭着他们的果子，就可以认出他们来。荆棘上栽葡萄树，荆棘岂能摘果呢？这样凡好树都结好果子，好树不能结好果子，坏树不能结好果子。凡不结好果子的树，就砍下来丢在火里。所以凭着他们的果子，就可以认出他们来。凡称呼我主啊主啊的人，不能都进天国，唯独遵行我父旨意的人才能进去。当那日，必有许多人对我说，主啊主啊。 我不是奉你的名传道，奉你的名赶鬼，奉你的名行许多异能吗？我就明确地告诉他们说，我从来不认识你们，你们这些作恶的人，离开我去吧。
Another verse in the Gospel of John, chapter 14, verse 6.
约翰福音第十章第六节。
It's a very familiar verse.
是一熟悉的经节。
It says here, Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me.
约翰福音第十四章第六节，耶稣说：“我就是道路、真理、生命。若不藉着我，没有人能到父那里去。”Okay,
another verse in the Old Testament.
在旧约圣经。
Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 19.
生命记第三十章十九节。 生命记30章19节
Say, I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore choose life, that both thou and thy seed may live.
生命记第30章19节 我今日呼天唤地向你做见证, 我将生死祸福呈明在你面前，所以你要拣选生命，使和你的后裔都得存活。
Let's give attention. It says, choose that you and your seed might live.
让我们注意一下这个经节，所以你要拣选生命，使你和你的后裔都得存活。
Let's have a further word of prayer.
让我们祷告。
Lord, this morning, as we commit this meeting to your hand.
主耶稣，早晨我们把我们的聚会仰望在恩主的手中。
Lord, we pray that you cover us with your precious blood.
主耶稣，求你的宝血来洁净遮盖我们。
We also pray that your Spirit speak within our hearts.
求你的圣灵对我们心里讲话。
Oh, speak according to your purpose.
按照你的旨意向我们讲话。
Oh, that we might know your will.
好叫我们知道你的旨意。
Oh, open up also our inward understanding.
把我们里面的理解力打开。
Oh, that we might see you in your word.
好叫我们在你的话语中得以见到你。
Lord, we just commit this time into your hand.
我把我们聚会这段时间仰望在恩主的手中。
Speak, Lord.For your servants, listen.
求你对我们讲话，你的仆人谨听。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名，阿门。
And I share with you concerning the matter of prayer.
这次我们讲到了关于祷告。
Prayer is such an important thing in a Christian's life.
在基督徒的生活中，祷告是一个很重要的事。
Because it is a key in the enjoyment of God's riches.
因为这是来享受神丰富的一条道路。
Therefore, prayer is not to inform God.
因为祷告不是来通知神。
Because God knows everything.
因为神是全知的神。
Prayer is not also to instruct God.
祷告不是来指示神。
Because God has a will.
因为神有他的旨意。
He will do His will in His right time and His right place.
他按照一定的时间会在他愿意的时候来做他的事。
Rather, prayer is to invite God into our life.
我们急着祷告来邀请神到我们的心中。
For one purpose that we might have fellowship with him.
只有一个原因，就一个原因，其中一个原因就是让我们与神有交通。
Through fellowship we might know the mind of God.
急着与神的交通，我们就知道神的心意。
Secondly, prayer is also a way in God's transform us.
第二点，急着祷告就来更新变化我们。
We never knew who we are.
我们不知道我们是什么样的
人。We always thought that we are the best.
我们总觉得自己是最好的。
But when we had fellowship with God,
当我们与神交通的时候，
God always exposed the real being.
神就把我们的本相向我们启示。
Seeing that we are such kind of a person,
知道我们是什么样的人。
Oh, not worthy of eternal life.
根本不值得来获得永生。
Not worthy to serve Him.
也不值得来侍奉他。
And because of this exposure, we humble ourselves before God.
知道我们自己的本相，我们就可以在神的面前谦卑。
Giving God a free hand to work Himself into us.
让神自由地在我们里面做工。
Through this,
急着这些，
God started to change us.
神就开始改变我们。
From a person who is self-centered to a person who is God-centered.
从一个以自我为中心的人改变成与神为中心的人。
Oh, from a person who loved the world to a person to be a lover of Jesus.
从一个爱世界的人来转变为一个爱神的人。
This is what prayer do to us.
这就是祷告我们身上所成就的。
Lastly, prayer is also the way in which God bind us together.
后一点就是急着祷告，让神与我们与神连接在一起。
Through bonding, we start to what? Be dependent on God.
急着这个连接，我们来依靠神。
And we all know through prayer, we start to what? To pray and expect a promise to be fulfilled in us.
我们知道急着祷告，我们可以期盼神的应许能够实现。
We don't pray empty prayers.
我们不做空洞的祷告。
We pray because we want our prayer to be answered.
我们祷告是因为希望我们的祷告能够被回答。
We pray because there is a promise that is revealed to us in the Bible and that we want to claim this promise.
我们祷告是因为在圣经上有许多的应许，我们要成就，我们来宣告这些应许。
But in that kind of a promise we are going to claim, there is also a process in which we need to follow.
为了要宣告这些应许的实现，我们必须要遵循一定的原则。
As we all know, we need to ask.
你们都知道我们必须要祈求。
We ask everything we need to God.
我们所有的事情都可以来到前祈
求。Because God is never busy to listen to our prayer.
因为神永不会太忙了而不听我们的祷告。
So need to seek.
我们要寻求。
We need to seek after His will.
我们要寻找他的旨意。
This kind of is a transformation in which from a self-centered person to a God-centered person.
这种更新变化就使我们一个自我为中心的人转变为以神为中心的人。
Lastly, we need to knock. We had a determination that God answers our prayer.
最后一点，我们要叩门，我们一定要有持着执着的态度来一直到神，等到神来回答我们的祷告。
We will never stop until God answers.
我们一直到神回答我们的祷告之前，我们不能停止。
Praise the Lord for giving us the privilege to pray.
赞美感谢神给我们何等样的特权，让我们来到他的脚前祷告。
And lastly, we had a provision to what to expect.
最后一点，我们能够得到神的供给。
Why did we ask for this provision? Because God is good.
我们为什么要祈求神给我们供给？因为神是美善的。
Oh, God, you want to supply all His riches according to His Son Jesus Christ.
本性一切的丰富都藉着耶稣基督向我们表。
Secondly, God is wise.
神是全智的神。
He will never give us anything that will be harmful to us.
他永远不会给我们对我们不好的东西。
Rather, these good things that God has given to us is for the fulfillment of His purpose.
所有这些美善的事情都为了成就他的旨意。
And God is also sovereign.
神是自由拥有的神。
He is over all things. He is in charge of all things. We just need to what? Keep on trusting Him.
他在所有的事情上都有绝对的主权。我们要把我们的信仰放在他的身上。
Now today we will look at verse 13 and 14.
今天我们来讲十三节到二十三节。
Let me read again verse 13 and 14. Enter ye at the straight gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat.
让我再先为你读一下十三节、十四节。你们要进窄门，因为引到灭亡，那门是宽的，路是大的，进去的人也多。
Verse 14, because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few be that find it.
十四节，要永生，那门是窄的，路是小的，找着的人也少。
In other words, in the Bible, it reveals to us there is two ways that we need to choose.
换句话说，在圣经当中，给我们启示两条路，可以让我们去选择。
These two ways, one is the worldly way that leads to destruction.
一种的选择就是世上的路。
One is a straight way and narrow way that leads to life.
世上的路让我们走向灭亡，一个是窄路让我们走向永生。
A lot of people have this kind of ideology.
有许多人有这样的想法。
He said there are different ways that we can take, but will lead into one destination, one place.
有许多的路我们都可以走，这些许多的路都可以领向一个终极。
One time there's a famous talk show host that said this.
有一个特别有名的作秀的主持人这样讲。
He said, you Christians are so narrow-minded.
你们这些基督徒的思想窄。
You always say that Jesus is only your God and there is no other God except him.
你总说都是你们唯一的神，在他以外没有别神。
He said the Chinese has Buddha, Buddha is their God.
中国人有菩萨，菩萨是他们的神。
And the Muslim said Allah is their God.
穆斯林说阿拉是他们的神。
He said we need to be one.
我们应该能够连为一体，团结起来。
He said, all these gods are just one God, but only in different names.
他说这所有的神应该只是一个神，只是他们有不同的名字而已。
This is the worst heretical teaching that I've ever heard.
这是绝对错误的异端，这是我听到最糟糕的一种说法。
Because there is only one God.
因为世上只有一个神。
It's our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
是我们的主救主耶稣基督。
He is the only way to the Father.
他是唯一可以让我们引到父神的。
Because as John 14 verse 6 says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me.
因为耶稣说我就是道路真理生命，若不藉着我，没有人能到父那里去。
You want to take Buddha's way, it leads to this.
如果你要想走菩萨的道路，那就是灭亡。
You want Allah, it leads to destruction. To say that.
如果你想相信阿拉，那也是灭亡的道路。
Because there is only one way.
因为只有一条道路。
That's why Deuteronomy chapter 13 verse 19, 30 verse 19 says.
这样在生命记就三十章十九节说。
He said, I place before you life and death.
说我今天呼天唤地向你做见证。
Blessing and cursing.
我将生死祸名成名在你面前。
Choose life that you and your seed might live.
所以你要拣选生命，使你和你的后裔都得存活。
You want to choose the worldly way?
你想要走世界的道路吗？
You can, but it leads to destruction.
你可以选择，但是你最终走向灭亡。
You want to choose life?
你想走生命的窄路吗？
Then you better take Jesus.
所以你要选择基耶稣基督。
You know, I know here there's a lot of friends who haven't accepted Jesus.
我还有许多的朋友，他们没有接受耶稣基督为救主。
Today I want to say to you, you better choose life that you might live.
今天我要告诉你们，你要选择生命，让你得永生。
And because there is a way that for us to choose.
因为只有一条道路我们可以抉择。
There is three things that we need to consider.
有三件事情我们要去考虑。
There is a decision to make.
你必须要做一个抉择。
Number two, there is a pathway to follow.
你必须要走一条道路。
There is a destination or a destiny to find.
你有一个生命的终极。
Since we have a decision to make,
既然我们有一个抉择要做。
God gave us a free will.
神给我们一个自由的意志。
We have freedom to choose.
我们有自由去选择。
So no one can say that, oh, I'm predestined to go to hell.
没有人能够说我从自是一开始由天决定我就要去下入地狱。
There is a way you need to choose.
有你要做这个选择。
If we are free to choose, then God told us, enter ye into the straight gate.
神说如果有一个路要选择，就是藉着耶稣基督进永生。
You have freedom to choose this way.
你有自由来选择这条道路。
You know, if the Lord Jesus wouldn't say, "Come unto me, ye who are heavy laden, will give you rest."
否则神就会说，你劳苦担当重担的人到我这来，我让你得安息。
He wouldn't say, "Come and drink of this water of life, for out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water."
他不会说到我这来，我这里有永和的江河，凡喝我的水就不至于干渴。
He told the Samaritan woman.
他告诉那个撒玛利亚的女人。
Drink of this water, you will thirst again.
喝这里的水你永不至于干渴。
He was referring to the water from the well.
他是指的井里的水。
But he drink of this water that I gave you, you'll never thirst again.
但是喝我给你的水你永远不会干渴。
In other words, there's a decision, there is a choice you need to make.
换句话说你就要做选择。
You can choose, you should choose.
你可以做选择，你应当选择。
Number two.
第二点
In this, we have a freedom to choose.
我们既然有一个自由来选择
But we don't have the freedom not to choose.
我们没有自由不做选择
A lot of people say, I just be neutral.
有些人说我只想在中立的地方
I don't want to offend a Christian. I just want to just be neutral.
我不想得罪基督徒
I don't want to choose anything.
我不想做基督徒我只想保持中立我不想做任何决定
Brother sister, if you said that you are making a great mistake.
那你这样说的话，你就做了一个很大的错误。
When Pontius Pilate decided not to make a decision,
当比拉多决定不做任何决定的时候
，concerning the death or to put the Lord to death or to release the Lord Jesus,
是把基督钉死还是释放他
？Because he know in his conscience the Lord Jesus is such a righteous man.
但就他的天良来说，他知道耶稣是一个义人。
He himself said, "I find no fault in this man."
他自己说，我在这个人身上没有找到任何的错误。
But because he is afraid of the crowd,
但是他害怕群众。
He said, "Oh, I don't want to make a decision. You make the decision."
他说，我不做决定，你们来做决定。
That according to history, he made the worst decision in his life.
他就做了他人生中最糟糕的一个决定。
Sir, we got to be careful about this.
弟兄姊妹，我们一定要小心。
Matthew chapter 12 verse 30.
马太福音十二章三十节。
He who is not with me is against me.
不跟我在一起的，就是与我为敌。
You don't want to choose the Lord Jesus.
如果你不要接受主耶稣基督
，then you choose the other way.
那你就选择另外一条道路。
Now number three.
第三点。
We have the freedom to choose.
我们既然有自由来选择
We don't have freedom not to choose.
我们没有自由不去选择
There is a fruit of our choice.
对于我们的选择就有一个果效
When a person decided to jump over the 10-story building,
如果有一个人决定他要从十层楼的楼上跳下来
The result is death.
那他的结果就是死
You cannot say, oh, I don't want to choose, I choose to jump from the building, but I don't want to die.
你不能说我选择要从楼上跳下来但我不想死
You will die.
你一定会死。
So if you choose to drink alcohol, sooner or later you'll be an alcoholic.
如果你选择总是饮酒的话，你不久你就会成为一个嗜酒的人。
You want to take in drugs, sooner or later you'll be a drug addict.
如果你选开始吸食毒品，不久你就成为毒品患者。
Because we sow is what we reap.
因为我们种什么，我们就收什么。
That's what the Bible says that evil tree bears evil fruit.
所以圣经上说，坏树结坏果子。
Good tree bears good fruit.
好树结好果子。
You don't expect you plant a lemon tree and it produces an apple.
你不能希望你种了一棵柠檬树来长出苹果来。
When we choose Jesus, then we have life.
让我们选择基督的时候，拣选基督的时候，我们就选择了生命。
But when we choose the worldly way, which is Satan, then we end up in destruction.
如果我们选择了世上的道路的话，我们就走向灭亡。
Thank God for the decision we need to make.
感谢主，我们要做一个抉择。
Secondly, there is a pathway we need to walk through.
第二点，我们有一条道路我们要去遵循。
And this pathway that we take,
这我们所走的这条道路。
Straight is the gate and narrow is the way that leads to life.
你们要走窄路，引到永生。
People will say, what's so special this narrow way?
那人们就说，这个窄路到底有什么特别的呢？
It is so special.
它是如此的特别。
Because it is a disciplined way.
因为它是一个受约束的道路。
When it is a disciplined way,
当它是一个受约束的道路的时候，
there's a lot of what? Restriction.
那就有很多的束缚。
Let's read 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 3 and 4.
让我们读提摩太后书。
2 Timothy.
提摩太后书第二章。
2 Timothy says,Therefore, endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ.
提摩太后书第二章三到四节，你要和我同受苦难。
Okay, let me read again. Therefore, endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No man that warreth entangled himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who had chosen him to be a soldier.
提摩太后书第二章三到四节。你要和我同受苦难，好像基督耶稣兵。凡在军中当兵的，不将缠身，好叫那招他当人喜悦。
It says here that we want to be a good soldier of Jesus Christ.
这里说你要做耶稣基督的精兵吗？
He said that's why no man that warreth entangle himself with the affairs of this life.
所以就说，在这里就说不要将事物缠身。
There is a lot of limitation here.
在这里有许多的限制。
As a Christian, if we take this narrow way,
作为基督徒，如果我们要走窄路，
we are restricted.
我们就受到约束和限制。
We cannot do this, we cannot do that.
我们不能做这个，不能做那个。
Because that is the worldly way.
因为另外一条道路是世上的道路。
You know, I had a friend, his name is David.
我有一个朋友叫大卫。
He is about 6 foot tall and he is a big man.
他大概六英尺高，他是一个很强壮的人。
One day he went to the doctor and the doctor says you are overweight.
有一天他去看医生的时候，医生告诉他超重。
He said you are near that point when you are obese.
他说你快到了肥胖的地点。
He said you need to have a diet.
他说你应该开始节食。
So David came home and started to have a determination, need to have a disciplined life.
大卫回到家里的时候，他就说我应该开始来控制我的饮食，
So he started to have a disciplined life by taking charge of his food eating.
我要过一个受约束的生活，他开始注意他的饮食。
He had this kind of a program that in order to lose weight, he needed to only take in 2,400 calories a day.
他就加入了这样一个节食的计划，就是每天只能进2400卡路里的热量。
No more, no less.
不能多也不能少。
And everything is included.
所有的东西都包括在内。
Carbohydrates, proteins, sweets, everything.
包括它所有的热量，还有这些营养，一切都包括在里面。
But in other words, it is controlled.
换一句话说，是受控制的。
So one day I said, let's go out and eat some fried chicken. He said, no, 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 no.
有一天我对他说，让我们出去一起吃炸鸡，他说不行。
I said, but what are you going to eat?
他说那我就问他，那你要吃。
And he brought himself a bag.
然后了一个包。
And in the bag there's a lot of powder in it.
在他的包里有许多的粉末的东
西。He said he put in this powder, shake it, and that's it.
他把这些粉末弄在一起晃一晃。
And I said, okay, this is your drink. How about what is your food? He said, this is very small carrots.
他然后晃一晃就喝了。他说这是你吃的吗？他说因为这里面卡路里很低。
And I said, aside from this eating, what are you doing?
我就问他，这你除了吃这些，你还干什么呢？
So every morning I need to wake up 4:30 in the morning to jog or to swim.
他说每天早晨四点半我要起床来开始锻炼身体跑步。
And when I come back home, I still need to jog and swim.
我回到家里的时候我还要跑步游泳。
And after 8 o'clock, no more eating.
过了八点钟以后不能再吃任何东西。
When he decided to go with this path,
当他决定走这条道路的时候
，In 3 months he lost 46 pounds。
在三个月的时间，他减了46磅。
I'm not here to you know to promote a kind of a diet, okay?
我可不是在这里来宣扬让你节食。
But what I mean to say, illustrate, you need to have a disciplined life.
意思是你要想要减肥的话，你一定要过一个受约束的生活。
How much more as we becoming a witness and testimony of Jesus Christ?
更何况作为耶稣基督的见证人，我们是何等的需要过一个有约束的生活。
A lot of things might be right, but it's not the way that we need to take.
有许多事情看起来是正确的，但是我们却不能去做。
Brothers and sisters.The Bible tells us no man warreth should be entangled with the affairs of this life.
所以弟兄姊妹们，圣经上告诉我们说，我们不能将这个事物缠身。
If we love the world, we cannot love God.
如果我们爱世界，爱神的心就不在我们的里面。
But a lot of Christians have this idea. We can make it.
那许多基督徒就有这样的想法，他说我们可以做到。
We can both make these two ways work.
我们可以让两条道路同时实现。
From Monday through Friday afternoon, I love the world. I care about the things in this world.
从礼拜一到礼拜五晚上，我来。
下午。Afternoon.
从礼拜一到下午，我来爱爱世界。
Then from Friday night, because there is a meeting, then to Sunday, I love the Lord.
从礼拜五晚上一直到礼拜天，我来爱主。
Brothers, this will not work.
弟兄姊妹，这不会这样。不会有结果的。
If you focus on the things of this world,
如果你注意这个世界上的
sooner or later you start to love the world.
不久你就会爱这个世界。
Because this is what the Bible tells us.
因为这圣经上告诉我们。
The Lord Jesus warned us, love not the world, neither the things that is in the world. If any man loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him.
因为圣经上说，不要爱这个世界和世界上的任何东西，这样爱父的心就不在他的里面了。
Francis said, we need only to take one way.
弟兄姊妹，我们只能选择一条道路。
This way is a disciplined way that leads to life.
这是一个受约束的道路，这样导致永生。
Secondly, it's a way of the cross.
第二条就是这是一个走十字架的道路。
The song that we sang a while ago.
刚才我们唱的那首歌。
It is the song that tells us that the way of the cross is sacrifice.
告诉我们这个十字架的道路就是舍己的道路。
This morning, as we come to the Lord's table and part bread and drink of the cup.
今天早上来到饼杯桌子的前面来吃饼喝杯的时候。
A lot of times we take it so for granted.
许多时候我们都想当然认为这一切都很自然。
But today we can eat of this is because of the sacrifice that God has made for us.
今天我们为什么 能够吃饼喝杯，全是因为神基督当时所受的苦。
The story of redemption.
所有这些买赎的故事。
No, the redemptive work that God has walked through.
这神所走的救赎的道路。
This is a way that is full of suffering.
这条道路充满了舍己。
Yet he took it.
但是他却走了上去。
Just imagine that the Son of God, in His glory, was born in a manger.
就想一想，神在他荣耀当中。却降生马槽。
He lived and walked in a carpenter's home for 30 years.
他生活在木匠家中30年。
He is the king of glory.
他是荣耀的君王。
He doesn't need to do this.
他完全没有必要做这些。
Yet he could do this.
但是他却一直这样。
Worse than he go from city to city and preach the kingdom of the gospel of the kingdom.
之后他一个村庄一个村庄去来传扬神的神国的福音。
Heal the sick, raise the dead.
治愈病人，来使死人复活。
Yet the Bible tells us, foxes has holes, birds has nests, yet the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head.
圣经上说，狐狸有洞，飞鸟有窝，人子却连枕头的地方都没有。
In other words, he was suffering.
换句话说，他是受苦的。
And worst of all, his own disowned him.
最主要的是，他否认弃绝自己。
No, his own. I mean, his own people reject him.
他自己的，他本族的人弃绝他。
And more than that, he was what? Judgment. He was judged and nailed on the cross.
他被审判，并且被钉在十字架。
For one thing only, because he speak of the truth that he is the Son of God, which he really is.
他的确是神的儿子。
He was judged for that.
他是对的。
Nailed on the cross, two robbers.
被钉在十字架上，在两个强盗中间。
Put to shame.
被弃绝。
Yet he forgives.
但是他饶恕。
But praise the Lord, he was buried and rose again.
感谢赞美主，他被埋葬，然后重新复活。
This is the way of the cross.
这就是十字架的道路。
Hebrews chapter 12 verse 2 says.
希伯来书十二章第二节。
The looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith.
仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣。
For the joy that is set before him.
他因那摆在他前面的喜乐。
He endured the cross and endured the shame.
就轻看羞辱，忍受了十字架的苦难。
Brothers and sisters, when the Lord took the cross.
弟兄姊妹们，当时基督背起十字架的时候。
He willingly take it.
他是愿意背的。
He had a choice to make.
他可以做一个抉择。
Yet he did it because he loves us.
他背这个十字架，因为他爱我们。
And today we who put our faith in him.
今天我们要把我们的信心的锚抛在他
里面。He also invite us to walk this way.
他邀请我们同他一起走道路。
He said, if anyone wants to follow me, you need to take up the cross, deny himself, take up the cross and follow me.
若有人要跟随我，就当舍己，每日背起自己的十字架。
You know, this week we are.Having this Bible study in the book of Nehemiah, chapter 12.
我们这周所学的圣经的基节是尼希米记第十二章。
Verse chapter 11, 12 talks about why the people doesn't want to live in the city.
十一章和十二节就讲人们为什么要住在城市的里面。
You know, these are people, the Jewish people came back from Babylon to Jerusalem with one purpose only, to rebuild the temple and repair the wall.
以色列人从巴比伦被掳之地回到以色列地，就是为了重建城墙，重新修筑他们的城。
So you, in other words, it is such a great sacrifice they make.
换句话说，他们的确做了很大的牺牲。
Yet afterwards, in chapter 11, it says, very few want to live in the city.
但是之后在十一章中讲，他们有很少的人愿意住在城里。
And because of this, Nehemiah was forced to pick up lots.
所以因为这个做尼西米就被迫让抽
Yeah, every in 10 people, one of them should live in the city.
每一个十个人中间有一个人必须住在城里。
What is the reason they don't want to live in the city?
他们为什么不要住在城里呢？
There are at least three reasons.
至少有三个原因。
Because they are always the target of attack from the Gentile, from the enemy.
因为敌人、仇敌和外邦人首先要攻击的对象就是城市。
Because they know that these people who live in the city care about God's testimony, which is the temple. They care about the holy city, which is Jerusalem.
因为他们知道住在城市当中的人，他们有神见证的托付，他们有这个意愿要重新筑城，重新修筑圣殿。
Today, if we care about God's testimony,
如今天如果我们要注意神的见证
，if we strictly wants to follow the will of God,
如果我们要严格的来遵守神的旨意
，I warn you, there will be no praise from people. Rather, there will be a lot of attacks from other people.
我保证你绝对不会有很人称颂你，而却有很多的人来攻击你。
You know, today, I mean, you can talk all kinds of talk.
今天人们可以做各种各样的论断。
You can talk even nasty, dirty stuff, and they will still applaud you.
你可以讲许多很污秽的话，但是仍然有人鼓掌。
And they will even say you are such an open-minded person.
他们会说你的你真的很开放。
You can tolerate everything.
你可以包容任何的事情。
But if we, as the children of God,
但是作为神的儿女
testify in our living and in our words that we will not say that because it is not right.
为神做见证，我们不这样生活，不说这些，因为那是不对的。
You will be always the target of attack.
你总是会有人来攻击你。
People will laugh at you.
人爱你的人。
Will laugh at you.
人们会取笑你。
They even will say bad things against you.
他们会来论断你说不好的事。
But brothers and sisters, this is the way of the cross.
弟兄姊妹们，这就是十字架的道路。
Secondly, one of the reasons they don't want to live in the city is because.They need to what? Rebuild their house, reestablish their again.
第二点，因为住在城市当中的人，他们要重建他们的房屋，重新操起业绩。
And let me tell you, Jerusalem is not a trade city.
让我告诉你，耶路撒冷不是一个贸易的城市。
It is a city on a hill.
它是一个在山上的城市。
So it's hard to do business in the city.
这样的话就不能做贸易。
Today, as children of God.
今天我们作为神的儿女
It's not easy for us to profit in this world.
我们不是从这个世界上得利。
There are a lot of Jewish people who prefer to live outside of city because it is more profitable.
因为所以许多以色列人就愿意住在城外，这样的话他们可以有更多的利可得。
Let me tell you about those kind of a practice we had in the Philippines.
让我来告诉你菲律宾人做事的方法。
You know, those rich men, they become rich because they don't like to pay a lot of taxes.
那些富人他们之所以变富是因为他们不愿意付税。
So the one thing they do is that they bribe the IRS, the Internal Revenue.
所以他们就贿赎那些叫那个当局。
So they try to doctor it and make the lower.
所以他就会就是贿赂他们让他们交的税少一些。
And thus they become richer.
这样的话他们就很富有。
This is the way of the world.
这就是世界的道路。
So if you go there and do business,
所以如果你要想做生意的话
and pay the taxes accordingly, then you will not profit a lot.
如果你就按法律交税的话你不会有很多的盈利。
But a lot of Christians pick the way that is a narrow way.
所以有许多的基督徒来走窄路。
Because they feel like if you try to bribe an official, that is a wrong way, that is dishonest.
所以因为他们认为如果你想要贿赂那些官员的话那是不诚实的是不对的。
Brothers and sisters, this is the way of the cross.
弟兄姊妹们这就是十字架的道路。
We don't profit in this world.
我们在这个世界上不能得利。
Because the worldly way is a dishonest way, it's not a righteous way.
因为世界上的道路是不义的道路。
The third reason the people doesn't want to live in the city.
第三个原因，人们为什么不愿意住在城里？
Because those who live in the city serve as a role for all the Jewish people around them.
因为住在城里的人是人们所有的伴。
In other words, they should set an example. These people who live in the city, who care about God's commandment, should and obey God's commandment.
换一句话说住在城市当中的人他们应该作为以色列选民的典范应该严格地遵守神一切的律法。
And one of the examples is that concerning the Sabbath day.
一个例子就是关于安息日。
During the Sabbath day, they don't trade or sell.
在安息日的时候他们不能做任何买卖。
Even though you had all the opportunity, the profit that you can make on the Lord on Sabbath day, they won't take it because it's the Sabbath day.
因为安息日的时候即使有许多可得利的道途径你就不能去做任何事情因为这是安息日。
So those Jewish people who feel like we cannot profit a lot by being in the city, by not trading on Sabbath day, they prefer to live outside the city.
所以那些以色列人他们认为到了安息日的时候他们不能做买卖所以就丢失了钱财因此他们就不愿意住在城里。
Brothers and sisters, if we take the way of the cross,
弟兄姊妹，如果我们要走十字架的道路
，There is a lot of restriction.
有许限制
，Because there is a lot of ways that is not a righteous way, but a worldly way.
有许多的道路都不是神要走的义的道路，而都是世界的道路。
Let me give another example, so we can be clear what is the way of the cross.
让我来给你另外一个例子，让你知道什么叫十字架的路。
You know, in the Old Testament, we know King David.
在旧约的时候，我们知道大卫王。
Before he was king.He was like a follower of King Saul.
在他真正成为王之前，他是扫罗王的追随者。
And he is such a good servant of King Saul.
他是扫罗王很忠实的仆人。
But because of Saul's disobedience,
但是因为扫罗不顺服神
，Samuel said, "You will not reign in this throne again."
所以撒母耳就说你不会再坐在以色列的王国。
Your neighbor David will take your place.
大卫将要继承你的王位。
So from that time on, not only Saul is afraid, he is very jealous of King David.
So 扫罗王就变得非常的嫉妒大卫。
To such an extent, many times he tried to kill King David.
他的嫉妒的心是这样的强烈，有许多想要杀死大卫。
But there is two occasions.
但是有两个事情。
King David has the chance to kill King Saul.
两次大卫都有机会要杀死扫罗。
But he chose not.
但是他选择不去。
One of the second time is that Saul was resting in a cave.
有一次扫罗在山洞里休息。
And it is the same cave in which David was dwelling.
大卫也在同一个山洞里居住。
So one of his commanders said, "This is it. Kill King Saul, so he won't run."
大卫的一个将军就说，这是你一个好机会，你把扫罗杀死了，你就不会到处流亡。
Say, kill him, you will be a king, king of Israel.
你把他杀了，你就成为以色列的王。
Isn't it God also said that you will be king?
难道神没有说你要成为以色列的王吗？
Yet David refused to do it.
但是大卫就拒绝去杀扫罗。
To the world, it's a foolish thing.
对于世界的人来说，这是一个很傻的决定。
It is an opportunity, why won't you take it?
这个机会多好，你为什么不去呢？
But David has this mind.
但是大卫有这样的心意。
When the Lord will make king, he will put me king at the right time and the right place.
大卫心里的想法就是，如果要让我做王，他会在正的时间里，他的地点让我做王。
Brothers and sisters, are we going to take this way?
弟兄姊妹，我们要走这个道路吗？
Or are we taking the world way?
还是我们要走世界的道路？
Oh, this way is a disciplined way. This is also the way of the cross.
这是一条受约束的道路，同时是十字架的道路。
And this is also a delightful way.
同时也是一个喜乐的道路。
Let's turn our Bible to Isaiah chapter 35, verse 8 to 10.
让我们翻到以赛亚书35章第八到第十节。以赛亚书35章第八到第十节。
And a highway shall be there, and a way which is called the way of holiness. And the unclean shall not pass over it, but it shall be those for the wayfaring men, though fools shall not err therein. No lion shall be there, nor any ravenous beast shall go up thereon. It shall not be found there, but the redeemed shall walk there. And the ransom of the Lord shall return, and came to Zion with songs and lasting joy shall be upon their heads, and they shall obtain joy and gladness, and sorrow and sin shall flee away.
以赛亚35章第8到第10节，在那里必有一条大道，称为圣路，污秽人不得经过，必专为赎民行走。行路的人虽愚昧，也不至失迷。在那里必没有狮子，猛兽也不登这路。在那里都遇不见，只有赎民在那里行走，并且耶和华救赎的民必归回，歌唱来到西安，永乐必归到他们的头上，他们必得着欢喜快乐，忧愁叹息竟都逃避。
Why is it a delightful way?
为什么是个喜乐的道路？
Because it's a way of holiness.
因为这是一条圣路。
Holiness, holy doesn't mean just to do the thing that is right.
圣洁不是说只是做正确的事情。
Holiness means to separate it unto God for His purpose.
圣洁是被神所分辨出来，特别做神的事情。
When the wall of Jerusalem is reconstructed,
当耶路撒冷的城墙被重建的时候，
They dedicate the wall to the Lord.
他们把这个城献给神。
What do you mean by dedication?
什么叫特别的献给呢？
Because this wall is totally for God's purpose.
因为这个城墙完全是被神的。
This wall testifies that in this city there's a group of people who cares about God's testimony.
这个城墙是完全被神所有使用，人们就见证在这个城里有一群人完全为了神的心意。
That's why this way is a delightful way, because it's a way of holiness.
所以这条道路是喜乐的道路，因为它是圣洁的道路。
Today as human beings, as Christians, what is the way that we take?
今天作为人类，作为基督徒，我们应该做什么样的抉择呢？
We are walking the way of holiness.
我们走在圣路上。
That's why Romans chapter 12 verse 1 says, Therefore, brethren,By the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, for this is your reasonable service.
所以罗马书第十二章说，请弟兄姊妹们把身体作为活祭献给神，这是神所喜悦的。
This body of ours,
这我们所的身体，
before we use it for our own purpose,
如果以前我们都是为着自己的旨意，
but after we choose this narrow way,
但是直到我们来选择这条窄路的时候，
this body of ours is for God's purpose.
我们现在的身体是为了神的旨意。
That's why it's a way of holiness.
所以这是一条圣路。
Secondly, it's a clean way.
这是一条洁净的道路。
You know, the way of this world is so confusing.
这个世界的道路是如此的混乱。
There are different kind of standards.
有许多的道有许多的标准。
Something that is right sometimes can be wrong, but people can choose.
有的时候正确，有的时候错误，但是人们可以选择。
But our way that we take is a clean and clear way.
我们所走的道路是非常洁净而清新的道路。
What is right is right, what is wrong is wrong.
对的就是对的，错的就是错的。
And there is no such thing as a gray area.
没有中间的道路。
Then you will say, well, it's so restricted.
你会说这样呢，太受约束了。
And how can we be happy?
让我们怎么才能喜乐呢？
But verse says,
但是第十节说
Oh, the ransom of the Lord turn and come to Zion with song everlasting.
耶和华救赎的民必归回，歌唱来到西安。
When we take this way,
当我们选择这条道路，
Let me assure you, this is a cheerful way, it's a happy way.
让我向你保证，这是一条喜乐的道路。
Yes, no doubt about it, there's a lot of restriction.
确实这条道路上有许多的约束。
But the Bible promises us,
但是圣经应许我们。
There will be everlasting joy shall be upon our head.
将永乐在我们的头上。
You know the problem with the world today?
你知道世界上的问题是什么吗？
We put too much attention that I want to be happy.
我们以这样多的注意力都想着我要高兴。
I want to do this because I will be happy.
我这样做是因为我会高兴。
I choose this woman because I want to be happy.
我选择这个女士是因为我会高兴。
But let me tell you.
让我告诉你。
If we choose the Lord's way.
如果我们拣选神的道路。
You will be happy.
你会很高兴。
No Christians I have seen in my life.
在我生命当中，我从来没有见到基督。
Yes, they may go through trials and temptations.
是不快乐的，是的，他们确实是会经过一些艰辛。
They might even pass through death and sickness.
他们也许会经过死荫的幽谷。
But because they choose this way,
但是因为他们拣选神的道路。
There is always joy in their hearts.
在他们的心中总是有永乐。
I always remember, maybe I already told you this story concerning Ethel Waters.
我一直记得，也许我跟你讲过这个故事，关于 Ethel Waters。
The one who always sang in the Billy Graham crusade could say his eyes is on the sparrow。
这个人他在葛培里的布道大会说他的眼睛 eyes on the
his eyes is on the sparrow。
他都注意麻雀。
You know one time there's an earthquake in San Francisco, which the place she lives。
有一次他住的那个地方在三藩。
Then our brother went there and visit him and said, "How are you, brother, sister?"
我们的弟兄就去探访他说你的情况怎么样
are you afraid?
他说
when the earthquake comes.
他说当来的时候你害怕吗
？So I'm not happy. I'm not afraid.
他说我不害怕。
I even asked the Lord, "Why am I still here?"
我甚至问神为什么我还在这里。
He said, "My luggage is ready."
他说我的行李都已经准备好
了。You see, this kind of joy was upon her.
你看到他里面的喜乐吗
？At that time she is very sick. She cannot even move.
那时候他生病很严重，他动都不能动。
But there is no sorrow, there is no sighing, but everlasting joy shall be upon her head.
但是在他的里面没有消极，没有忧愁，他因为在他的头上有永乐。
People think that if I walk the way of the world, then I will be happy.
人们以为他们走他们自己的道路，他们就会很 happy。
Oh, I will have riches, I will have position, I will have power, and this will make you happy. I'll tell you, that's wrong.
我自己控制我自己的生活，我会知道该怎么样做，我会知道我一定该怎么样做的细节。这样的话，我就会高兴。这样的想法是错误的。
Yeah, a lot of rich people when they go home, they just sighing. Oh, I do this.
有许多富人，他们回去的时候，回家他们就会叹息：“我为什么要做这？”
But praise the Lord.
但是感谢主。
We who are the children of God.
我们作为神的儿女。
We choose this narrow way.
我们来走窄路。
Because it's a delightful way.
因为它是一个喜乐的道路。
It is the way of the Lord.
是神的道路。
Because it's a way to walk according to His purpose.
是照神旨意的道路。
And the Bible tells us.
圣经上告诉我们。
Sorrow and sighing shall go away.
说叹息和都会离我们而去。
Why? Because everlasting joy shall be upon our head.
因为永乐必归在他们的头上。
Lastly,
最后一点。
Not only we have a decision to make.
我们不仅要去做一个抉择。
Not only we had a pathway to choose.
我们不仅要去走一条道路。
We have a destiny to what to find.
我们还要去寻找一个最终的。
When we choose the narrow way, we find life.
当我们走窄路的时候，我们选择生命。
That's why Moses told the children of Israel.
所以摩西对以色列的民说
I place before you life and death, blessing and cursing, choose life that you and your seed might live.
我把生死祸福都呈明在你的面前，好叫你们拣选生命。
Well, there's a story in that goes this way, very interesting story.
我告诉你们一个很有趣的故事。
One time there is a nightclub in Chicago.
在芝加哥有个夜总会。
The name of the nightclub is Gates of Hell.
夜总会的名字叫地狱之门。
And beside that so-called nightclub,
在那个所谓的地狱之门旁边
，there is a church called Calvary Church,
叫加略山教会。
One day, a person went and saw a person in the road.
有一天，有一个人看到在路上有一个人站着。
He said, "Where is your nightclub that's called Gates of Hell?"
他说，你们那个夜总会叫做地狱之门的夜总会在哪儿呢
？And this person said, "When you get past Calvary, then you're there."
这个人就说如果你过了加略山教会你就会看见地狱之门
quite funny right
很可笑是吗?
In reality, it's like that.
实际上就是这样的。
A lot of people doesn't want the way to take the way of the cross.
有许多人弃绝十字架的道路。
It is too troublesome. It's too lonely.
觉得十字架的道路麻烦多，太孤单。
It's a lot of suffering.
要忍受的艰难太多。
Let's take the easy.
让我们来走一个容易的道路。
Let me tell you, you get past Calvary, you are in the gates of hell.
让我告诉你，如果你弃绝加列山的道路，你就是走向死亡。
Even as Christian today.
哪怕即使作为基督徒
Daily we need to make a decision.
每天我们都要做一个决定
Should I take the way of life?
让我们走生命的道路
Should I take the way of death?
还是死亡的道路
If we continue to take the way of life, it will end us life more abundantly.
如果我们走生命的道路只会越来越丰盛
If I take the way of death,
如果我们走死亡的道路
we taste death.
我们就会尝到死的滋味
Sometimes in the family there will be some, you know,conflict.
有的时候家庭成员当中会有冲突。
You know, husband and wife sometimes has conflict.
妻子和丈夫有可能会吵架。
One day we had a little, you know, exciting, what we call a conversation with my wife.
有一天我有跟我的妻子有一些特别有趣的对话。
I feel I'm right.
我觉得我是对的。
She felt she is right.
她觉得她是对的。
The Lord tell me stop.
主对我说停下来
But I continue,
我还没有停下来
it
我继续说
seems I won the debate.
好像我赢了
it seems I should be.
好像我应该更高兴
But of that, continue to linger on.
但是那个死亡的滋味一直缠绕着我
Today, brothers and sisters, we need to choose the way of life.
弟兄姊妹们今天我们要选择生命的道路
What is the way of life?
生命的道路是什么呢
It's to obey the anointing in us.
是跟随圣灵在里面的恩膏
the Holy Spirit says stop, you stop.
如果圣灵在里面说到此为止你就停下来
the Holy Spirit says go, you go.
如果圣灵在里面说走你就跟着走
Outwardly, we might lose.
在外面来看我们可能输了
But brother and sister, in us, there is a growth in life.
但是弟兄姊妹们在我们的里面我们成长了
When there is life,
当有生命的时候
there is joy.
就会有喜乐。
Oh, there is a, what we call rejoicing every day.
所以我们说我们要每天都喜乐。
So, brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹们
as we live in this earth,
我们住在这个地上
every decision we make determines our pathway.
我们每天所做的决定都来塑造我们的道路。
And every pathway we take determines our destiny.
我们每天所走的道路都来塑造我们以后的终极。
And this destiny is your destiny.
这个我们最终要走的终点是我们真的终点。
Which way are you going to take?
你要走哪条道路
？No, let me give me about five more minutes to finish this thing.
再给我五分钟，我就结束。
After verse 13, after verse 14,
十四节之后
，Then the Lord suddenly said, "Beware of false prophet."
突然，主突然说，你们要防备假先知。
After he talking about the way we need to take, then he said, "Beware of false prophet."
他说到我们应该来选择生命的道路突然一下又说到我们要防备假先知
as I was praying to the Lord then the Lord showed me
我在神里面默想的时候神就告诉我
well, every time we choose to take the narrow way
每次我们来选择走窄路的时候
Satan will take all kinds of means to take us out of that way
仇敌就会尽他所能的把我们让我们走偏这条道路
he will try to attract us with the worldly things in this world
他时常用这个世界上的东西来迷失我们。
He calls us to sin that we might fall off this way.
好叫我们真的在仇敌的引诱之下犯罪，来走失这条窄路。
And another way he will use is to put cause bring in false prophet.
有一个办法，他就是来使用假先知。
You know what? This false prophet speak outwardly seems the truth, but it is a false one.
这假先知他所说的从外面来看真的是真实的对的，但是实际上却是错的。
You know, one day I was looking at a newspaper, and I saw the advertisement concerning a Rolex watch.
有一天我在看报纸上有一个广告是讲劳力士表。
And I said, "Wow, this watch seems good."
那我就想这个表真的很棒。
I was talking to my friend. He said, "Let's look at the website and see how much does it take."
然后我跟我的朋友讲，然后我们就说我们来到网上查一查，这价钱是什么
？That watch cost $20,000.
那个表它值20,000块钱。
Then a person came to me.
然后那个人就过来。
You don't need to buy this kind of a watch.
他说你没有必要买这种表。
You can buy Rolex Harwin.
你可以到。好运去买假冒的劳力士表
It looks exactly the same.
看起来绝对是一模一样
And it is cheap.
还而且很便宜
This is today what the world today is.
世界就是这样
Satan tried to what? Use this false prophet to what? To preach, it seems the truth, but it's a false doctrine.
仇敌就想用假先知来做一些看起来讲述一些看起来是正确的但实际上是错误的。
Very appealing.
听起来很诱人。
Sometimes it makes sense.
也很有道理。
But it is not the truth.
但是它不是是它不是真理。
Jude 11 talks about this false prophet.
Jude 11.
犹大书
十一章。
一章十
一节。犹大书十一节讲到这个，这个假先知。
Yeah, there are three kind of false prophet.
有三种假先知。
The way of Cain.
是该隐的道路。
The way of Balaam.
巴兰的。
The way of Korah.
可拉的道路。
You know what is the way of Cain?
该隐的道路是什么呢？
You know the story of Cain?
你知道该隐的故事。
He felt like it is, you know, giving my best to the Lord.God will accept.
他觉得他把自己最好的献给神，神就会高兴。
But Abel felt like it is what? It is to be what? To kill a lamb because the blood, only the blood can appease God.
而亚伯却认为只有祭牲才能让神喜悦。
Because the Bible tells us without blood there is no remission of sin.
因为圣经上说没有牺牲就没有得没有罪。罪就不能得赎。
And I believe Adam, you know, educate his two sons concerning this matter.
我相信亚当一定教导他两个儿子。
And Abel did what Adam had teach him.
亚伯照着父亲所教导的去做。
Yet Cain insists on bringing his first fruit to the altar.
而该隐却坚持要把他庄稼中收成的来献给神。
His offering is rejected.
所以他的奉献不。
So what is the way of Cain?
他的父母蒙神的喜悦。那所以该隐什么道路呢？
What is this what is this kind of way that is not the gospel?
他的道路是有什么可错的呢？
Because that way is perverting the gospel.
因为他的道路是扭曲了神的福音。
And a lot of preachers nowadays trying to preach you.Don't need, not only you need Jesus, you also need to do good.
有许多讲道的在讲述的时候说，你不仅需要基督，你还要努力有善行。
They even base this teaching on James, the book of James.
他们甚至来用雅各书，
James
也用雅各书来支持他们的教条。
Does it mean to say we are against good works? No.
我们是来我们不需要好善行吗？不是的。
We want good works.
我们需要善行。
But good works is the result after we receive Jesus.
善行是在接受耶稣基督之后。
Let me say it again. The way of salvation is not good works, but Christ Jesus.
让我再问你，得救的道路是急着耶稣，而不是急着你做好事。
The way of life, Christ Jesus.
生命的道路就是基督的道路。
And if somebody tells you, aside from Jesus, you need another thing, then we know it's a false prophet.
如果有人告诉你除了耶稣基督以外你需要别的，那你就知道这是错误的。
The second way is the way of Balaam.
第二点就是巴兰的道路。
It's prostituting the gospel.
是凭邪淫的道路。
Trying to put bringing the world into the church.
他把世界带到教会里面。
That's why in the book of Revelation chapter 2,
所以在启示录第二章里面说
the Lord you know, warned the church in Pergamos.
他就主在启示录里面来警告别加摩教会。
He said, there's thing I say against you because you take the way of Balaam.
他说我为什么来责备你是因为有人服从了巴兰的教训。
When we try to bring the worldly way into the church, that is the way of Balaam.
如果我们要把用世界的方法来带入教会的话那就是巴兰的教训。
And a lot of churches felt like we just continue on this orthodox according to the word of God, then a lot of people is not interested.
有许多教会他们觉得如果我们谨守圣经上这一切的说教的话那有许多人就没有兴趣。
Let's bring in something worldly.
让我们来引进世界上的一些东西。
So the young people will also come.
所以这样年轻人也会来加入我们的教会。
So, let's have picnic.
让我们有许多的郊游。
Let's have Monday night bingo.
让我们礼拜一有 bingo.
So it will increase the number.
这样我加入我们教会的人数就会增加。
Did it increase the number? Yes, it increased the number.
是的，你加入你教会的人的数是增加。
But when you ask that person who came,
但是你问那个来的人
，Did you enjoy the meeting?
你真的享受聚会吗
？Did you enjoy all these things around? Yes.
你享受你所做的这一切吗？他会说是的。
But you ask him, did you find Jesus?
你问他，你找着基督了吗
？If you play a bingo night,
如果你玩bingo的时候
，It's fun，
是很有趣儿。
But did you see Jesus？
但是你看到基督了吗
？You don't see Jesus, you see the world。
你没有看到基督，看到了世界。
Today, brothers and sisters, this is the way of Balaam。
弟兄姊妹，这就是巴兰的道路。
It doesn't mean that I don't care about the increasing number in the church。
不是说我不在乎教会数目的增加。
We want the number in the church to increase。
是的，人数是增加。
But not at the expense of prostituting the gospel of Jesus Christ。
不是急着歪曲来把世界带入教会来增加来教会的人数。
Thirdly, the way of Korah。
第三点，可拉的道路。
What is the way of Korah？
可拉的道路是什么呢
？We know in Numbers chapter 16。
我们在民数记十六章里面知道。
Korah is one of the leaders among the children of Israel。
可拉本是以色列民当中的一个领袖。
He led 250 men that is of renown。
他领导他与另250个其他有声望的以色列人。
Against Moses, against Aaron。
一起敌对摩西和亚伦。
This is the way of Korah。
这是可拉的道路。
And the result is the earth opened, swallowed them up。
最后地就裂开，并且把他们吞食，然后关上。
Any person who is against the gospel。
任何人如果敌对福音的话。
It is walking the way of Korah。
他们就是走可拉的道路。
Brothers and sisters, we need to beware。
弟兄姊妹们，我们要特别小心。
But we still had a way to choose。
但是我们仍然有可以选择我们的道路。
You know, so interesting.
太有趣了。
Korah is that person who is against Moses.
可拉是弃绝摩西。
But if you read the book of Psalms.
但是如果你读诗篇。
Some of those psalms are written by the sons of Korah.
诗篇里有许多的诗是由可拉的后裔所写。
Because they choose the way of life.
因为他们选择生命的道路。
Yes, my great-great-grandfather might not, but they might not want to choose the way of life.
也许我的曾祖父不愿意，是的，我的曾祖父没有选择生命的道路。
But I want to choose this life.
但是我愿意选择生命的道路。
Not only, but even my seed also continue to live.
不仅我的生命的道路，我也同我一起选择生命的道路。
And not only that, even the psalms that I make to praise the Lord is also recorded in the Bible.
所以这诗篇就会记载在圣经当中。
So we come to a point, you need to choose.
所以我们就到了这一点，你必须做决定。
Are we going to choose?
我们会做决定吗
？You're going to choose the worldly way, which ends up in destruction.
你是要选择世界的道路走向死亡吗
？Or you want to choose the way of life?
还是你要选生命的道路
？Which end up in life everlasting.
来走向丰盛的生命。
May the Lord really have mercy on us.
让愿神恩待我们。
Continue to encourage us with this word.
让我们彼此用神的话语互相勉励。
Let us choose life that we might live.
让我们拣选生命，好叫我们得永生。
Let's have a word of prayer.
让我们祷告。
Lord, this morning we thank you for your word.
主耶稣，早晨我们感谢你的话语。
Straight is the gate and narrow is the way that leads to life.
路是窄门，但是通向窄门的路是永生。
Give us that wisdom.
主耶稣赐给我们智慧。
Strength.
给我们力量
Give us the grace
给我们恩典
that we will choose life
我们好拣选生命
We thank you, Lord
我们感谢你
You love us so much
你是如此的爱我们
Oh, you already chosen us to be your children
你已经选择我们做你的儿女
May we have also this kind of determination
让我们也有这样的决心
Oh, that we choose you in our life
我们在我们的生活中选择你
that you might be the focus
你作为我们的焦点
the goal of our life
让我们生命的意义。
May you gain all the praises and thanksgiving.
愿你得着所有的颂赞和荣耀。
For you are worthy.
因为你是配得的。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名。